the barge. Across England, but also Scotland, Wales, Ireland and France at least, there are inland waterways dug in the 18th century to transport goods easily across country. The busy days of those canals are long gone, but now they are given over to leisure boats, the old working longboats converted to places to go on holiday, to float at a slow 4 miles an hour through tranquil scenery. And so, there you are one summer evening, and it's still warm, and you're on your boat, heading peacefully down the canal, and you're way out in the wild countryside, and there is long grass going to seed, and the sun has an inch to go before it descends below the wooded hills to the west, and there's a heron fishing from the bank, and frogs out of sight hiding from the heron, but croaking anyway. And in the wheat field to your left, a deer pokes its head above the yellow wheat and gazes at you before going to graze again. And across a flattened patch of wheat that might have been flattened by the wind, or a tractor, or even an alien making crop circles, a hare sits, black tips of its ears perked up to listen, and beside the boat the water spins and whirls in its wake, and below the clear water you see deep down fish, carp and roach and perch flitting in the watery shadows, and the sun is warm and the day is long, and you sit and watch the world go by. The world goes by, and a kingfisher flits across the canal like a bolt of blue lightning. And you sit and watch, and sit and watch, and the boat goes on, under the trailing fronds of willow, under the trailing branches of aspen, beside the ash tree, beside the oak tree, and the jackdaws sit in the branches and cluck, and the frog jumps, and the heron misses it, and waterfalls drop plip-plop into the water. And the boat goes on with the water whirling and spiraling in its wake, and below the green water fishes lurk and flit, and the heron stands like it's a statue, and now there are sheep in the field to the left, and then in the next field there are black and white dairy cows with their calves slowly grazing, and you go under the trailing fronds of willow, and leaves spin in the water, oaks and ashes and field maples, and now the sun is going down to the west and shadow grows, and to the right the moon is up and the first stars come out, and the sky turns from bright blue to powder blue, to petrol blue, to French navy blue, to British navy blue, and then it's blue black. And then it's black. And the barge goes on, and the moon rides high, and the owls call, and the herons flap away to the tall trees where they have their nests, and even the fish go to sleep. And the frogs set up an orchestra, and the moths flutter, and the bats flit, and the owl flies low, quartering the field. And soon it will be time for sleep, and you moor up, and you tie up, and you make a cup of tea. And then you settle with a good book and the light dims and your bed calls and the owls fly and the bats flit and the water murmurs and the fish dream and you dream and you drift like the water and the wheat sways and the fox barks and the night comes full round and you dream and you drift deep and deep and deep, safe and warm and silent. Sleep, innocent one, for we are all innocent in sleep. Sleep. The Barge. Across England, but also Scotland, Wales, Ireland and France at least, there are inland waterways dug in the 18th century to transport goods easily across country. The busy days of those canals are long gone, but now they are given over to leisure boats. The old working longboats converted to places to go on holiday, to float at a slow 4 miles an hour through tranquil scenery. And so, there you are one summer evening, and it's still warm, and you're on your boat, heading peacefully down the canal, and you're way out in the wild countryside, and there is long grass going to seed, and the sun has an inch to go before it descends below the wooded hills to the west, and there's a heron fishing from the bank, and frogs out of sight hiding from the heron, but croaking anyway. And in the wheat field to your left, a deer pokes its head above the yellow wheat and gazes at you before going to graze again. And across a flattened patch of wheat that might have been flattened by the wind, or a tractor, or even an alien making crop circles. A hare sits, black tips of its ears perked up to listen, and beside the boat the water spins and whirls in its wake, and below the clear water you see deep down fish, carp and roach and perch flitting in the watery shadows, and the sun is warm and the day is long, and you sit and watch the world go by. The world goes by, and a kingfisher flits across the canal like a bolt of blue lightning, and you sit and watch, and sit and watch, and the boat goes on, under the trailing fronds of willow, under the trailing branches of aspen, beside the ash tree, beside the oak tree, and the jackdaws sit in the branches and cluck, and a frog jumps, and a heron misses it, and waterfalls drop, plip, plop, into the water. And the boat goes on with the water whirling and spiraling in its wake, and below the green water, fishes lurk and flit, and the heron stands like it's a statue, and now there are sheep in the field to the left, and then, in the next field, there are black and white dairy cows with their calves slowly grazing, and you go under the trailing fronds of willow, and leaves spin in the water, oaks and ashes and field maples, and now The sun is going down to the west, and shadow grows. And to the right, the moon is up, and the first stars come out. And the sky turns from bright blue to powder blue to petrol blue to French navy blue to British navy blue. And then it's blue black. And then it's black. And the barge goes on, and the moon rides high, and the owls call, and the herons flap away to the tall trees where they have their nests, and even the fish go to sleep. And the frogs set up an orchestra, and the moths flutter, and the bats flit, and the owl flies low, quartering the field. And soon it will be time for sleep, and you moor up, and you tie up, and you make a cup of tea. And then you settle with a good book, and the light dims, and your bed calls, and the owls fly, and the bats flit, and the water murmurs, and the fish dream. And you dream, and you drift like the water, and the wheat sways, and the fox barks, and the night comes full round, and you dream, and you drift, deep and deep and deep, safe and warm and silent. Sleep, innocent one, for we are all innocent in sleep. Sleep. The Barge. Across England, but also Scotland, Wales, Ireland, and France at least, there are inland waterways dug in the 18th century. Transport goods easily across country. The busy days of those canals are long gone, but now they are given over to leisure boats, the old working longboats converted to places to go on holiday, to float at a slow 4 miles an hour through tranquil scenery. And so there you are one summer evening, and it's still warm. And you're on your boat, heading peacefully down the canal, and you're way out in the wild countryside, and there is long grass going to seed, and the sun has an inch to go before it descends below the wooded hills to the west, and there's a heron fishing from the bank, and frogs out of sight hiding from the heron, but croaking anyway. And in the wheat field to your left, a deer pokes its head above the yellow wheat and gazes at you before going to graze again. And across a flattened patch of wheat that might have been flattened by the wind, or a tractor, or even an alien making crop circles, a hare sits. Black tips of its ears perked up to listen. And beside the boat, the water spins and whirls in its wake, and below the clear water, you see deep down fish, carp and roach and perch flitting in the watery shadows, and the sun is warm, and the day is long, and you sit and watch the world go by. The world goes by, and a kingfisher flits across the canal like a bolt of blue lightning. And you sit and watch, and sit and watch, and the boat goes on, under the trailing fronds of willow, under the trailing branches of aspen beside the ash tree, beside the oak tree, and the jackdaws sit in the branches and cluck, and a frog jumps, and a heron misses it, and waterfalls drop, plip, plop, into the water. And the boat goes on with the water whirling and spiraling in its wake, and below the green water, fishes lurk and flit, and the heron stands like it's a statue. And now there are sheep in the field to the left, and then in the next field, there are black and white dairy cows with their calves slowly grazing. And you go under the trailing fronds of willow, and leaves spin in the water, oaks and ashes and field maples. And now the sun is going down to the west, and shadow grows. And to the right, the moon is up, and the first stars come out, and the sky turns from bright blue to powder blue to petrol blue to French navy blue to British navy blue, and then it's blue black. And then it's black. And the barge goes on, and the moon rides high, and the owls call, and the herons flap away to the tall trees where they have their nests, and even the fish go to sleep. And the frogs set up an orchestra, and the moths flutter, and the bats flit, and the owl flies low, quartering the field. And soon it will be time for sleep, and you moor up, and you tie up, and you make a cup of tea. And then you settle with a good book, and the light dims, and your bed calls, and the owls fly, and the bats flit, and the water murmurs, and the fish dream, and you dream, and you drift like the water, and the wheat sways, and the fox barks, and the night comes full round, and you dream, and you drift, deep and deep and deep, safe and warm and silent. Sleep, innocent one, for we are all innocent in sleep. Sleep.